Do you want to know what's annoying me this morning? Of course you do. Selfies. Shall we skip the idiotic word? No, let's not. It's like besties or booties. It's a stupid, childish word. For heaven's sake, people, we're grown-ups. It's a photo. Well, it's not really a photo because it's got your face stuck all over it, grinning like a loon, completely getting in the way of the place you're in. And if we accept that language, it's only a matter of time before you get a friend and do a bestie selfie. Or worse, do one where your friend is a bit annoyed as a testy bestie selfie. Or maybe get one where your best friend is annoyed because there's a West Highland Terrier attempting to hump their leg in a westy testy bestie selfie. And at this point, I'll have to call in the Tweedle Beetles for help. So where were we? Taking a photo of your own face, presumably, or at least sometimes, in front of something. That something may be nice. That something may be worth a photo. You could take a photo of it, and that proves you were there. A contemporaneous photo. Ooh, a long word, and one used in the wrong context. But I'll challenge you to explain why it was wrong so near, he says intelligently. A photo is surely sufficient to prove you were there. I know what you look like, and even if I don't, your face a few inches from a camera isn't an attractive thing. Even Michelle Pfeiffer, when viewed close enough up, and I saw The Age of Innocence on my own in a cinema, so could actually walk right up and see an 18 feet tall Michelle Pfeiffer close enough to touch. And to be honest, I think I should shut up now, shouldn't I? But even she, in that film, has blemishes and flaws. You want to see people as whole people, not focus on their right eye, one nostril and half a loon grin. But do you know what really annoys me about them? And no, it's not the sticks. I am annoyed by the sticks, but that's not the prime problem. The prime problem is that in the past, in the olden days, when everything was lovely and you left your camera open so everyone could wander in and make tea because that was the Blitz spirit, or something, you would ask someone nearby to take a photo. And they, almost invariably, would say, "Yes, of course," because they were from a lower low. And they would take your photo. And they would smile, and you would thank them, and sometimes return the favour, and that connection between people, despite any language barrier, and despite the initial worry you had, you always had, that they'd immediately scarper with your camera, that connection made the world a better place. It made us all talk to each other, in a way that was most definitely not British, but most definitely always felt good. We had a reason why we had to ask people for help. They helped, and we all felt better. When we ourselves were asked to take a photo, we were happy that we'd helped. And your selfie sticks and your selfies and everything else with the word self in it, that takes that good feeling away. We now watch on as photos are taken, but we're of no help. And that, in this sad age of isolation, is annoying.